This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 29th. God's word for you today is the garden. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 13, verse 19, and it says, "It's like a single mustard seed that someone took and planted in his garden. That tiny seed grew and became a tree so large that the birds could fly in and make their nests in its branches." How do you establish the kingdom as a teacher, a writer, an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, or a journalist? Jesus says the tiny mustard seed was planted in the man's own garden. Luke 13, verse 18 to 19 says, "Then he said, 'How can I picture God's kingdom for you? What kind of story can I use? It's like an acorn that a man plants in his front yard. It grows into a huge oak tree with thick branches, and eagles build nests in it.' The first thing you need to do to occupy is take the territory. If you plant seeds in other people's garden, when the harvest comes, you will discover that there is a reason it is in their garden. Even though you planted the seed, the owner of the territory takes the proceeds of the land. Therefore, the first thing you and I have to do is to take the territory. You have to take your territory. What is God setting before you? The first thing you need to do, even before you begin to plant your seed, is to secure the territory. Deuteronomy 2 verse 31 says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'Look, I have begun to hand King Sihon and his land over to you. Begin now to conquer and occupy his land.'" You have to contend before you can occupy. You have to conquer before you can occupy. God is saying, you need to get ready to fight. Get ready to war. Get ready to take hold of the territories that God has marked for you. You have been prophesying, and now it is time to occupy. The first step in occupying is to secure the territory, and you can secure the territory by fighting. If there are no giants, the territory is not for you because it is not good enough. There will be giants, so you have to be ready to fight. Prophecies have gone forth, but fighting to occupy has to follow. Paul, speaking to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 verse 18, says, "I am giving you these instructions, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies made earlier about you, so that by following them, you might fight the good fight." The Voice translation puts it this way: with God's message steering and directing you, fight the good fight. The New King James Version puts it this way: according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. Prophecies have gone forth about you. Use the prophecy to wage a good warfare. So the prophecies become the basis for the fight, not the excuse not to fight. We often use prophecies as an excuse not to occupy, not to fight. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And people go to sleep, expecting the miracle to drop from heaven. Yet, they have been sleeping for 15 years and no miracle has dropped. Why? It is a challenge for the Christians of our time. We are big on the faith and on prophecies, and there is nothing wrong with that. In fact, anyone who tries to talk us out of it is wasting their time. The supernatural precedes the physical. Yet, after you prophesy, you have to wage war, fight with the prophecy, and occupy the territory. Let us pray. Father, I praise you, my rock, the one who trains my hands for war and gives my fingers skills for battle and gives me the capacity to occupy. Psalm 144, verse 1. Please read. In Jesus' name, amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.